Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Monday, the 26th of February, and as usual, with all the information contained in this report, it is general advice only, so please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas, or insights in this report. And if you like what you hear on this free podcast, you can always join the Marcus Today community. Sign up for a free 2-week trial on marcustoday.com.au. We'd love to have you on board. We'd love to get you a chance to try out all the goodies that we have available in the newsletter and all the money-making opportunities and ideas. So sign up today. Well, that's it from me on the advert side of things. On the scores on the door side of things, the market closed up 9.2 points or 0.12%, 7,652.8. We opened at 7,640.5. We had a high of 7,683.3 and a low of 7,636.5. So somewhere in the middle for diddle, I guess, today in terms of the market. We did see a pretty strong open this morning on the back of results and mega M&A Monday as well, and we'll get to more on that in a minute. But certainly the market did open quite strongly, showing a clean pair of heels, really, and certainly a lot better than the SPY was intimating over the weekend on Saturday morning. But unfortunately, it didn't last, and we did turn negative for a brief period before a little bit of positivity at the close helped our market push up into a 9-point rise today. So not a bad effort overall. As usual, of course, it was, well, all about the banks, all about results as well. And being a Monday, we did see a mega M&A drop as well. First up, let's get to the banks, where we saw the big bank basket up another 0.6%. CBA up 1%, ANZ up 0.3%, and Westpac up 0.4%. The big bank basket up to $204.23. Defying gravity, and certainly money piling in there. Suncorp also doing well today on the back of their results. A good insurance profit there. No surprises for anyone that's opened their recent bill for their insurance, I'm sure. QBE up 0.6, IAG up 1.8%, and the money managers doing okay. Macquarie up 0.6, and GQG up 1% as well. So not a bad day for financials. REITs were a little bit mixed. We had Goodman up 0.7, Stockland up 1.1, but Centre Group down 0.7 and Mirvac down 0.9% today. In the industrial space, a little bit of a mixed picture. We did see consumer stocks doing okay. The likes of Aristocrat up 1.3%. Woolies are finding a bit of a base, up 0.3%. Coles up 1%. Seek and you shall find, 1% higher. Wesfarmers is doing well, up 1.8%. But we did see losses in Seven Group, down 0.4%. Brambles down 3%. CPU down 0.7% as well. And tech stocks generally doing okay today. WiseTech up 1.4% and Zero up 2.1%. Telstra down 0.3%. And TPG in the telco sector having a nasty old day, down 8% today. Looking across to the resource space and iron ore on the nose again. BHP down 1.3%, Rio down 1.5%, Fortescue down 1.3% as well. Lithium stocks, though, today caught a little bit of a bid. We had Pilbara up 5.7%, Mineral Resources up 2.8% as well. Results today from Lynas saw them up 1%, well off its highs, though. I have to say Liontown 8.4% higher. Plenty of rumours on Hot Copper about Liontown and Gina's intentions there. Apparently she's in the US at the same time as some of the Liontown boys are in there. But we did get an announcement this afternoon around the progress on funding, which of course has been the big overhang on Liontown following that pullout based on Wood Mackenzie's long-term forecasts on lithium pricing. The company saying they will be issuing some progress on funding of the March quarter. Gold miners doing well today with Northern Star at 1.2%, Newmont up 1.9%, Bullion better. So that's certainly helping there. The oil and gas sector, we did see oil down and continuing down in Asian trade. Santos were ex-dividend down 5.3% and Woodside down 1.7% as well. In terms of corporate news today, well, it was coming thick and fast. It was Monday mega M&A deals today, and we did see a bid from Alcoa for Alumina, AWC. That has been probably 20 years in the making, according to the Fin Review. The Alumina business in Australia was the last piece of the Western mining empire. It was floated on the ASX. It had a joint venture with Alcoa. Alcoa looking to take that out. That is an all-scrip bid there. 6.9% higher for Alumina today. We also saw a bid today from a very acquisitive Australian broadband, Aussie broadband, ABB, bidding for Superloop. Again, another scrip bid, and it was based on the Superloop board agreeing to the bid. They have come out this afternoon late and rejected it. Superloop up 14.3% on that news. It was, as I say, a scrip bid. Kogan results out today, and they reinstated the dividend up 23.7%. Certainly going well there, and the Kogan membership seems to be driving that. We had also today Nanosonics, which has been, I guess, at times a market darling, but it certainly wasn't a market darling today, down nearly 16%. And this is something that shouldn't really have come as a surprise to the market, because it was well telegraphed in their quarterly that they are having trouble upgrading people from Trophon 1 to Trophon 2. It seems budgetary pressures in the US are weighing on that one. So that is of concern. We also saw Adairs out this morning with their result. He who Adairs wins, and they certainly won today. They were up 15% on the back of those results as well. So another big day for results, another big day tomorrow, of course, for results. Other ones to drop today included NIB Holdings, NHF, the code there, down 5.6% on the back of those numbers. We also saw some biggish losses in a couple that did report today. NextEd Group, down 33%, and VIT as well, not having a good day today. Futura Health, down 26.7%. Nothing on the economic front today. We do have some economic numbers on Wednesday. I think it's the CPI. Asia, we had Japan back from holidays. They had Emperor's Day on Friday. Japan resumed the uptrend, up 0.4%. Hong Kong and China down 0.4%. And currently, we do have NASDAQ and Dow futures down around 40-odd points, the pair of them. So a little bit of a tepid start in store for the US market. But, of course, they do take their cue from our markets to some extent. It is Sunday evening in the US. All right, looking at the winners for Grinners today, let's run through them as always. And we did have pretty much results with a focus. Kogan, the biggest winner today, up 23.7%. 4 million shares traded there. IDX had a good day today. Integral Diagnostics up 13.7%. Only 850,000 shares traded. But Liontown, 18 million shares traded, 8.4% higher, back up to $1.16.5. We saw Zip zipping ahead, up a jumbo, 7.47%. 21 million shares traded there. Looks as if it's taken over from Pilbara as one of the heavily traded stocks in the market. Lovisa certainly feeling that love today, up 7.1%. AWC, of course, Alumina under takeover now from Alcoa, 6.9% higher. And WC8, Wildcat Resources, 12 million shares traded there as well, 6.7% higher. In the loser's corner today, running through them, well, Nanosonic on that Trophon 2 issue, down 16%. TPG down 8%. We had AX1, that's Accent, down 6.7%. 3 million shares traded there. Iris sold one of their businesses today, 6.5% down on that one. We had NIB down 5.6%, million shares traded. Infomedia down 5.4%, only 108,000 shares traded there. As far as positive sectors go today, well, it was banks, insurers, healthcare, tech, consumer stocks, lithium, gold miners. It was all the go today, despite the fact it was only up 9 points. We did see negative sectors. Travel not travelling quite so well. Qantas down 2.1% today. Iron ore also a little on the nose. BHP down that 1.3%. And Rio down 1.5%. The big bank basket $204.23. That was up 0.64. Now, the All-Tech Index doing well today. That was up 0.5%. Not really the same magnitude as some of the US counterparts, but it was up 0.5%. Gold in Aussie dollar terms, 3,100. Still hanging in there around those highs, isn't it, in Aussie dollar terms at least. Bitcoin higher, $51,515 US dollars a fun token. We have 10-year yields at the moment. Let's just get the update there. 10-year yields in Australia, 4.10 there. And, of course, those Asian markets, we had Japan up, China and Hong Kong down around 0.4. Futures in the US down around 40 points, NASDAQ and the Dow. Movers and shakers today, stocks we haven't talked about. Neuren Pharma, NEU, doing well today. They were up 5.25%, 692,000 shares traded today. Their partner in the US, Arcadia Pharma, they have their results on the 27th of Feb. Of course, Neuren has been the subject, indirectly, I guess, but more directly, I suppose, from that short seller attack from Culper. 29 Metals is looking quite interesting at the moment. Anyone would think there's a takeover coming, but they're up 29.6% there. A little spring in their step. Has been a super performer. BTH, the big tin can. Well, they've been rattled in recent months, but today we saw a 26.3% rise on 3 million shares. I have to say the announcement was just the results coming up, not the results themselves. We did see Bravura also profit-taking today, 4% down. VIT, Vitura Health, those results really not particularly good, 26.7% down. 4DS, chips cooling a little bit in the pan, down 12.5% today. Profit-taking creeping in there. BrainChip managed to hold their own, no changes there. And Weebit Nano, after a bit of an early negative start, fought back to close only down 2 cents. ARR in the sights of the sellers today, down 9.4%. They ran them all up and they're running them all the way back down again following that capital raise. Certainly the MO, of course, is to run things high and do the capital raise, which they did. That was to advance the Halleck Creek project. That capital raise was done at 30 cents, and now they're 29 cents. What a funny old world it is, isn't it? Speculative stock of the day today. Well, two speculative stocks of the day today. ENV is one of those stocks today. They've been reinstated to trade, up 70%, 81 million shares traded. They opened at 3.9, they had a high of 5.2, and a low of 3.6. They closed at 5.1. They have relisted. Options to acquire a potential world-class district-sized ionic clay rare earth project of the CODA, a rare earth project. An honourable mention also must go to Whitehawk, and I'm looking forward to the day when it falls, because then I can utter those immortal lines, Whitehawk down. However, today it was up 45.8%. That was the second day we've highlighted Whitehawk in the cybersecurity space. They have done nothing in terms of announcements, but they did put out that ASX Please Explain rebuttal, or the answer to the ASX. The company announced an AI-based cyber risk contract with a top five global social media company on the 11th of December. They have not named which company, but certainly that is of interest. Certainly there's a lot of speculation, I guess, about that one. In terms of company news in a little more detail today, let's run through the biggie. Suncorp, group profit of $582 million, up 5%. Net investment returns up 130%. Bank home lending up 2.2%. NIM 1.8%. TPG, service earnings up 4.3%. Statutory earnings down 12% due to transformation costs of $38 million. 9-cent interim dividend, full year guidance of 1.95 to 2.025 provided. Endeavour Group, profit down 3.6% due to higher finance costs in line with guidance. Strong growth in Dan Murphy's and BWS segments drove sales up 2.5%. Linus reported profits down 73%, not a surprise. Cash down 26% due to expansion costs. The reported profit of only 39.5%. CSR trading halt pending announcement on material transaction. We had Illumina, that non-binding indicative offer from Alcoa to acquire 100% of the company, worked out at about a 13% premium. And we had also, of course, ABB bidding for Superloop as well. Other economic headlines today. China's local government so far have appeared reluctant or unable to borrow more despite pressure to stimulate growth. Maybe we're going to get some more stimulus from the central bank to come. They seem to be trying to do some surprises and keeping the market on their toes. And meanwhile, in Korea, authorities there will unveil new measures to tackle the discounts that South Korean companies listed trade at. And the billionaire-backed Koch Network will be pulling the funding from Nikki Haley after her defeat in South Carolina. Super Tuesday is coming up for Nikki Haley in the US, 5th of March, that is. And the big push in Singapore at the air show for electric vehicle, vertical takeoff and landing vehicles. This could be fantastic. Air taxis, cargo deliveries and medical and emergency responses. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening. And of course, we'll be back again tomorrow to do it all again.